Do you have a story about a commercial, an anecdote down through the years of it really worked, it really flopped?
I can tell you one. I'm not sure I can remember the price. And this is a silly story, but it's absolutely the truth. There was a furniture store in town called Horn Brothers, and it was owned by a real nice guy called Eichhorn, M.A. Eichhorn, but he referred to it as Horn Brothers. It was the low-end furniture dealer of the world, but he was a promoter, and he did radio, and, I mean, it was just coming out our ears at KAKC and other stations as well. So he hired this one agency to produce some stuff. The gal who's going to be the main writer, she could talk to him and relate to him, but she wasn't sure where to go on this thing. So she called me one day and she said, is there any way that you could maybe come up with two or three ideas on some spots that we could do? And I said, well, let me see what I can come up with and I'll see what I can think about. I had heard a spot done by 7-Eleven, strangely enough, over in Oklahoma City, that was sort of a funny spot and had a little twist to the idea. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I could take that idea and develop our own thing. I didn't want to do it exactly the way they did it, but we came up with this idea of doing these spots. I sat down, and actually my wife Alma and I wrote some of this material and submitted it back to this girl that was the writer for the agency. And she said, oh, I don't know. She said, I don't think he'll understand what we're trying to do here. And I said, well, let me produce some of them real quick. And so I hired some friends of mine to just do these normal type voices. I wish I could play the darn things for you because they were funny. But the funniest one of all, strangely enough, I had Alma do. We did about four or five of these things. And the funniest one, the first spot that went on the air had to do with little kitty rockers, little tiny rockers that little kids who might not be over maybe 2, 3, 4 years old max could sit in and rock. I had Alma do this thing, and she did it. Last Christmas, when we opened our presents, we got, and she went on from there using this silly little voice. Horn Brothers has got those little kitty rockers for sale right now. They're just $2.50 each. Now, that's $2.50 for a little kitty rocker. We got one of those last year, and they've got them on sale again. And last year, you know, it didn't seem like we had such a punk Christmas. I mean, nobody burned a hole in our couch. And she goes on with all these silly expressions as to what didn't happen because she had bought this little kitty rocker from Horn Brothers. This spot ran one time, maybe twice in the morning, and I'm not sure what stations. All I know is Ike calls the agency and says, take that spot off the air. I'm completely out of kitty rockers. So you wanted a little anecdote. That's the one I can give you that comes to my mind, and I still have that spot. I'd love for you to hear it. I can even give it to you sometime if you wanted to hear the real thing. I'm probably not repeating it the way it was, but that plus some others, and then I had a niece that did another one. They're just silliest little expressions about what didn't happen at Christmas because they had done this. Seemed like the crabgrass didn't grow quite as much either. They were funny, and they got the job done. I'm telling you, we wrote the spots, we produced the spots, we paid the talent, and I think the entire budget for everything was $250. You can imagine how that would go over today.
And you retained them as a client forever and ever.
No, we didn't. He was one that went from one place to the next wherever he could get the best deal. And he was trying to give customers a good deal by the pricing. You could buy 6 pieces of furniture out there for $500, you know.
Well, he got a good deal from Irving Productions.
He did. He passed away here not too long ago. The nice thing about Ike was that somebody finally recognized his service in World War II. It wasn't until maybe 4 or 5 years before he passed away that he was honored by getting a medal, and it was a Purple Heart or better from a standpoint of what he had done in World War II for us. I was glad to see him get that. He had a nice write-up in the paper about it and so forth.
There was another furniture guy in town who did his own commercials.
John F. Lawhon.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any connection to him at all?
We knew his video editor, a fellow by the name of Glenn Blake, Okay. And we occasionally would do stuff. And I sold some microphones to John Lawhon, too. We were changing mics down here, and they were looking for some, and they liked what we had, and so we sold him a mic or two, and maybe a recorder that Glenn was wanting to add to his little offline stuff.
So that was produced out of another...
Yeah, he didn't do any radio to speak of. Anyway, it was on camera TV.
So he did it at the TV station.
Or he actually put his own studio in that building he had out here, the big furniture store.
He was good, and everybody knew John F. Lawhon.
Yeah, boy, they did. They did. You know, I love things like that when I think about, well, there used to be a fellow here in town named Flint Reeves that would come on and do stuff for Reeves TV and Appliances, and they had three or four stores. And don't forget Old Pappy out on 3rd Street or whatever it was. I would go over to classes at TU and talk to the students sometimes, and they'd say, well, you don't do any of those Reeves spots, do you? You don't do any of those John F. Lawhon. And I said, what's the matter with those spots? I said, no, I don't really get involved in doing those. Well, they're just great on me. They just, you know, I said, look, let me just tell you something about those people. Those people are spending money in my industry, and as long as they're not saying anything illegal, immoral, or illogical, why shouldn't they be allowed to do what they want to do? And I can tell you this, Flint Reeves is one of the best pitchmen in town. He doesn't sound like it, but I'll tell you, he sells a lot of TVs. And that's always been my philosophy. If they're not doing anything wrong, they're not illegal, and they're not immoral, let them do it, for goodness sakes.
But the point was, those people knew the names. They were talking about them. And that's what we want people to do. They recall their name.
Henry Primo is a great example of a guy that started something that every agency person I talked to in town said, that guy is nuts. He's crazy. And what he said was, Crown Buick, 4444 South Sheridan, right next door to Sam's.
Yeah.
Right next door to Sam's.
That's all it took.
And that was it. If they didn't know where Crown Buick was, they knew where Sam's was. Their philosophy was, he's promoting Sam's more than he's promoting the auto dealership. They're nuts. He did the job.
Yeah.
And he's proven it.